talk about something that's got me feeling some type of way. I hate when people feel like they're too good to give you a helping hand or just to do the small things for somebody else. It's like saying giving a person a ride or giving a person a couple of dollars just to get a meal with. I just want to kind of stay right there for a minute because I'm telling you what happened to me on Saturday. I decided to just pass. I worked on my part-time job. Well, it's getting late. This young guy, he was just starting with our company. He has no ride. It's pouring down rain. But I knew this certain individual who goes right by this young man's the road he lives on. So I told him, I asked the gentleman right there, because I stay probably two seconds away from my job. So I asked, you know, the gentleman right there who was quote unquote the supervisors, give him a ride. This night in particular, he said, no, I ain't going that way today. I got to go to a friend's house tonight. I will do it another time. So I'm listening to it. So, you know, I'm like, I'm going to leave. So I'm like, freaking pouring down right out there. My man grabs his backpack, says, thank you. He said, I pay him. So he gets his backpack. It's outside. So I'm going outside now at this point in time. It's pouring down rain. So I'm like, yo, my man, come on, let me give you a ride. You sure? I said, even though I stay 2 seconds away around that corner right there, I'd be more than happy to give you a ride. I said, no, no, no. I don't want your money. I'm going to do it for free because I don't do stuff like that. I do it from my heart. This is who I am. So he gets in the car, man, he's talking to him, man, I appreciate it. Now, you didn't have to do it because you stay right there. I said, yeah, but that's not the problem. My thing is simple. You couldn't afford an Uber, Uber was $40, which is to me is too high. That's on 12 o'clock at night, $40. And I see you didn't have the money. And I understood that. So that's why I'm offering you a ride home. So we're having a conversation and I'm telling him all people are not nice people. Most people will go out the way to try to help you. So as you can see, most of the guys, even the guy that you use a ride with was off this week because he had some other things to do. As he usually goes that way, but he just happened to be off this weekend. So as you can see, all the people that works here, now you notice that none of them will even offer you a ride, even though it's pouring down rain. I know when it's warm, you don't mind walking home. I get that. It's cool. You don't mind walking from 17 Extension to the other side of UNC College. That's cool. But tonight, you can't do that. I said, but let me give you some suggestions in the situation that you're in. Don't depend on people. Don't rely and think they owe you something, because these people don't. I said, I've been here long enough to know. Been 7 years. Trust and believe me, I know what I'm talking about. I said, so my advice to you, probably looking to buy you just a cheap bicycle or something, or saving up enough money when you come in a situation like this that you can actually have a ride from your job. Even though this is just part-time, because you work a full-time job at the furniture place, we have to work there as well. But I'm giving him advice, and it's hard. This is from my heart, because like I said, when I see all of these knuckleheads standing around and not saying, most besides one or two of them, besides one of them, I think, goes another direction. But I know a couple of you guys go right past this young man's area. You don't have enough money just to give him a ride. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This is what I'm talking about giving. It's not about giving money all the time. It's the little things. You know, I even gave a guy a pair of brand new sneakers that I got from my job. Matter of fact, I gave most of the guys at my part-time job brand new sneakers. I gave them from my heart. I got them from my full-time job, and I can give them to people. I just cannot sell them to people. So I gave this stuff from my heart, not asking anything in return, nothing, not even a soda or a pot of water. And I told those guys, this is my gift to you all. You don't owe me nothing. Just I want you to accept it. If you don't want it, give it to somebody who may need it. That, to me, is the beauty of giving. That, to me, is the thing of generosity, giving from your heart, not always expecting things back in return. Why is it that when somebody does something for somebody, it always wants something in return? You know, I learned something from my stepfather, and I learned this. Now, mind what I'm saying. I learned this. I didn't say I like this. I learned this. He would tell someone, if they are a female, gas for that. And you got to put the other word with the gas, around gas. If you give me gas, you have to give me that. No gas, you got to give me that. What I'm saying with rhyme with gas. And I would listen to him translate that to female. And I'd be like, wow. I said, I would never use that type of language towards anybody. Not a woman anyway. You know, definitely not a dude. What I'm saying is, it's how you give things from your heart, if you can give them. Giving this young man a ride would have been a nice gesture. But I guess everybody's not as nice as I am sometimes. But I wanted to get that off my chest because it really pissed me off. But the more I thought about it today, it Just the art of giving from the heart, man. It's not giving money all the time. Just give somebody just a few minutes, a few seconds. Hey, let me take you through X, Y, and Z. I see how the weather is that you're not going to be able to actually walk home today. Give me a few minutes. I'll go ahead and drop you off and I'll make a loop. Come on back. It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. It doesn't take 5 minutes out of your time to take this man on. I went and dropped him off close to his area. But he said something to me, and I want to say this, and it's kind of funny to me. I didn't want to laugh when he said it to me. He said, but right in here, it's between Shipyard and Carson, man, it's a little shady right in here. I'm sorry I'm laughing, but I got to laugh. I said, what you mean shady, man? It means a lot of homeless dudes hanging up in here, man. I'd be kind of scared they're going to jump me, but I got something. I'll give them with it, though. In a minute, I said, listen, my man. I said, look, another thing, you need to carry a flashlight. You know, have a flashlight or something that you can see better, man, because I don't want nothing to happen to you. I don't want you to get jacked by a couple of homeless guys, about 10 or 20 of them jump on you and beat you down or something. So I said, man, kind of get you a flashlight or something. And like I said, I didn't want to laugh in his face. But once I got him out of the car, I just bust out laughing. And I understood what he was saying. It was a serious situation where there's people who are sleeping right at the edge of the woods there that would probably take advantage of you. You're not careful. You're not alert to what's going on around you. You know, it's just something that I had to tell y'all that was kind of funny to me. But it's just to me, it's the act of giving, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's nothing. Sometimes people don't want nothing in return, just something heartfelt. And I did that out of the kindness of my heart. And like I said, I didn't ask him for a dime, and I never will. But I want to tell you a back story. Back about 3 years ago, I gave a guy a ride. I can't remember his name. He lived over here, right? I'll never forget, I came out my house. It was on a Sunday. And he said, yo, could you take me to somewhere? I can't remember where. Andrew Drive somewhere. He said, yeah, man, I got no issues. I'm going towards the store. So he said, I said, okay, get in the car. I can't remember this guy's name. But he gets in my car. We pull out of my apartment complex and make a turn, right turn on the road. And before I could drive and make it to the stoplight, this man, he had some sandals on. He pulled his sandals off. And I'm not lying. Now, believe me, I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart. I'm giving him a ride for free, you know. But he pulls his sandals off, and I'm not lying. Started pulling skin off the bottom of my feet and throwing it in my floorboard. So I slammed on brakes on 42 side road, and this is the exact words I said. I'm sorry I'm cursing. I said, but get the hell out of my car right damn it now. Get out. He said, why? Because I'm pulling skin. I said, get the hell out. You can't ride in my car and pulling pure skin off the bottom of your damn crusty feet in my car that I'm giving you a free ride. I'm doing this on the kindness of my heart because you don't have a ride. Remember, your girl is about to throw you out the house, so you don't have a ride. I'm giving you a free ride. You have the audacity to peel skin in my car. Get the hell out of my car and you just walk the way you want to go. I was upset, guys. I know I was wrong. But at the moment, watching a man peel skin off his heart, crusty feet, I was just not feeling it. I was not feeling that, especially when I'm taking some time out of my day, even though I'm going that direction. But to look at you from the corner of my eye and seeing you peeling your feet look like Godzilla's behind me, and you peel them in my car. What the hell is wrong with you? Come on, guys. Who does that when you're somebody's doing things out of the kindness of your heart, giving you something for free? And all I ask you to do is sit there. You may want to talk to me. That's cool. But don't be doing the stupid crap like that. Guys, I'm sorry about my language, but I want to be open and honest with you. That's how I actually talked to this guy. And God knows I can't remember his name, saved my life. But anyway, he got kicked out the neighborhood because he was a clown, straight clown. You see what I'm saying? One thing he needed was a pair of bozo shoes and a damn red nose. That's all he needed. But I'm sorry, I got a little bit off the subject, guys. I'm just saying, just to act kindness and doing things from the heart, man, has a big impact on you. It gives you blessings back in return, a blessing over top of blessing. Because I've been blessed so many times through the things I've done. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful and I'm humble and I have gratitude. I'm grateful for what I have. I'm even grateful for what I don't have. But if you do the right things, I will get the things that I'm actually wanting in life and needing in life. But my thing to you guys, if you can help somebody out, if it's nothing but give them a ride. If you have an extra shirt and they don't have a shirt, give it to them. But like I've had extra jackets in my car. So I say, hey, man, it's raining. I don't got a jacket or I don't have a jacket to wear. I'm gonna let them borrow my jacket and stuff. And not charge my thing. I said, the only thing I asked for them So, but when you bring it back, would you at least watch it? And that's the only thing I've ever asked in return. I've never asked for a single dime from anybody that I've taken home or given a ride to. And I don't think I've ever done to give them a conversation. I remember, I'm getting back off subject, guys, I'm sorry, but I remember I gave one of my supervisors from my store a ride. And let me get into that story. So this supervisor that I gave a ride to this night in particular, it's been a couple of years ago. I've been there with this job now for 7 years. And that same day, him and I was going at each other. I mean, I was cursing him out. He was cursing me out. And we was going at it till about 11 o'clock. I mean, it was about 6, 7 o'clock. So I'm cussing. You know, I said, he comes back. Hey, man, I really could fire you. I said, well, do what you got to do. But you step to me like that again, I know what I'm going to do to you. And that was straight fact. He said, well, if you're going to do that to me, I'm going to do it back to you. I said, that's all good. So I said, the only thing that's stopping us right now is just an air and opportunity. We can push the air out the window. Let's get down with it. Let's get down with the get down. But we apologized to each other because we both were wrong. It was the heat of the moment that he asked me to do something that I was not going to do because I was already in control of the situation on the aisle that I was working on. I knew what I was doing, but he just didn't know what I was doing. So at the end of the night, everybody's pretty much leaving. Staff's getting up to the front door and they're about to lock the building up. So I got my backpack. So I'm about to roll out. You know, I'm about to do the ludicrous on you. I'm about to roll out. So my man, the same supervisor, Rick, oh man, give me a ride home. Look, my man, you stay way up the street. I just stay right there around the corner for 2 seconds. He said, man, just give me a ride. I said, all right. You know, I said, you know what? I will give you a ride. Got in my car. Let me tell you something. I'm not lying. If I didn't curse him out for everything that were, I told him, I said, if you F with me like that again, I will jump you. I will jump on you like a damn spider monkey. I said, I'm not playing with you, man. Don't ever run up on me like that again. Try to talk crazy to me. I'm giving you a ride out the kindness of my heart, which I don't have to. You know, you could call somebody else to give you a ride, but I'm going to give you a ride, kindness of my heart. Even though you talked all of that BS to me, I'm still giving you a ride. So that tells you how thoughtful I am, that I don't mind forgiving anybody anything. Don't think you're going to sit there and think I'm not going to respond to you. That's a lie, because I'm going to respond. Come at me sideways, I'm coming back at you sideways. But he learned that, and I think ever since then, him and I have not had any more disagreement with each other. We kind of say our little piece or something, but we don't have no disagreement because, like I said, I'm a person. If I can give you a ride, if I can give you anything, I don't have a problem with it. I don't want nothing in return. I don't need you to give me no money. I don't need you to give me no attaboys or nothing like that. I'm doing that kind of in my heart. I'm taking my time out of my schedule to make sure you get to your destination without any issue. That's what I do. So, guys, I'm going to end that on that, guys. I'm going to tell you guys I love y'all. Appreciate you, man. Thank y'all for listening to my podcast, guys. Have a good one. Talk to y'all later.